Hi, and welcome. I'm Martin Pedioni, and this is Finding the Road. In our first episode, I spoke about the dilemma I felt about supporting pro-life candidates just because they were anti-abortion. It is my belief that those we put in office must be concerned with the welfare of all people, not just the unborn. In our second episode, we spoke about the kingdom of God and what that means to people. Today, I'd like to talk about where we go from here. How do we get to a place where pro-life means all life is valued, not just the unborn? What am I, as a Catholic Christian, called to do? What are you called to do? How do we live our faith personally and politically? Can we find the road to the harmony of faith and politics? If the goal is to create a world where abortion is rare and almost non-existent, we must work to make that happen. Not by creating laws to punish women who must endure making one of the hardest decisions of their lives or the doctors who must help them through the ordeal, but by creating a world where women can be secure in the knowledge that they have hope for a better future for themselves and the children they bring into the world. We stop abortion by giving people hope, hope for a better life, a better job, a better education, a better home, a better future. We work to realize the kingdom of God Jesus spoke about and that the apostles taught about in the New Testament, a world where we love one another and care for each other, where the question asked so long ago by the firstborn son of Adam is answered in the affirmative. Cain asked, "Am I my brother's keeper?" We must answer that same question with a resounding yes. So we have work to do. Are you ready? Because I'm going to lay out some things that we can all do to help us shape the world we want to live in. Here's my list, and I'm sure you will find things to add to it. Become active members of the church. Understand the issues that your bishop is focused on. Challenge church leadership to become more fully pro-life and not just anti-abortion. Share your passion with your friends and neighbors about creating a real pro-life agenda in America. Write letters and make phone calls to promote the full range of the pro-life agenda, which includes the adoption of a living wage, universal health care, parental leave, affordable child care, affordable housing, education, and vocational training. Write your bishop, local politicians, and even the leadership of your national bishops' conference. Go to town halls and take your friends. Be polite but vocal and promote the adoption of the pro-life agenda. Let your politicians know that your vote is not guaranteed. They need to earn it. Attend your city council meetings, school board meetings, political party gatherings. Use your voice to help steer policy. Vote. Vote in every election and encourage your friends and family to vote. Educate yourself about issues and where your candidates stand on them. The world is changing, and every election is one step away from creating the world we want to live in or the world we will have to live in. Volunteer in organizations that deal with issues you care about. Be the change you want to see in the world. Finally, pray. Prayer is the engine that drives us forward. St. Augustine said, Pray as though everything depended on God. Work as though everything depended on you. We must pray without ceasing, but always with a willing heart to do the work to change our world. All these things can help in creating the world we want to live in. I know we have only touched the surface of this emotionally charged and extremely complex subject. It is my hope that we will continue to travel together until we find the road to a better world. So, until next time, may you continue your journey in finding the road.